Psalms chapter 109. Certain psalms invoke judgment, calamity, misfortune, or curses on the enemies of Israel, because they are also identified as enemies of God. Psalm 109 appears to be the most vocal of all the imprecatory psalms. And David does it by invoking the Lord to oppose these wicked men who have returned evil for good. David, the author of this psalm, mentions these affronts. He had suffered deception and slander. He was hated and wounded without cause by his enemies, showed love for them, love by interceding for them, received evil for good and hatred for love. During this week, we are remembering the suffering of our Savior. He suffered all this and much more. David, for reasons that are difficult to explain, not only seeks justice, but he also prayed for the complete destruction of his enemies. What a contrast with the attitude and words of Jesus Christ. It was not just unjust or slander. They mocked him, insulted him, and scourged him, and eventually crucified him. None of his followers were by his side. While David or Israel's suffering might compare to what the Savior suffered, this is where the resemblance stops. His reaction is diametrically opposed to David's. He blesses those who curse him. Instead of seeking vengeance, he asks God the Father to forgive them. He received evil for good, but he repaid good for evil. He could call 12 legions of angels to deliver him, but he didn't. He did not take his life. He voluntarily gave his life. Peter says it this way. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate when he suffered. He made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross. How wonderful it is that he died for me.